But first, with a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump now moving forward, Arizona's congressional delegates are taking sides and joining the colleagues to either bolster or condemn the latest move by the Democratic majority in the House to take action against the president. District 8's Republican Representative Debbie Lesko sounded off on her Democratic colleagues following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement, describing the decision and the long road to this point simply irritating.
The Democrats are so obsessed about taking out Donald Trump that you can't deal with the normal issues that Americans want us to do.
Just as some, largely in the GOP, have said it is still early days in this latest chapter of the Trump administration, Lesko accused Democrats of pursuing an inquiry before they and the rest of the country have all the facts.
They are trying anything and everything. They don't even have the full story on this Ukrainian whistleblower stuff, and they're still calling for impeachment. It's just amazing to me.
The tone on the left, though, has been very different. Some Democrats, particularly on the more progressive wing of the party, had called for impeachment even before the call with Ukraine was revealed. Representative Ruben Gallego of Phoenix was among those who supported impeachment before today, and he joins us now. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
Was there anything about these revelations with the call and with Ukraine that sort of made a difference to you? You had been sort of in favor of impeachment before this. Did the Ukraine situation matter to you at that point?
Well, it certainly does. Look, the president is acting like he is some sort of mobster, extorting a foreign country for political favors while at the same time withholding appropriated funds from Congress that was supposed to go to the Ukraine. And then to kind of add a topper to that, he's trying to involve his personal lawyer as well as the Attorney General of the United States in this effort to fabricate political points against a presidential candidate. This is just outright wrong. And a Republican doesn't see this as being outright wrong. It's just being partisan and backing the president for partisan reasons. If President Trump, President Bush, or any president had done this before, we all would have been calling for his impeachment. It's ridiculous that the Republican Party has just stooped this low.
What do you see in the transcript that was released this morning of that call?
Well, I mean, I think it's not just the call. I mean, he actually admitted to it also publicly in his remarks to the TV 2 days ago. But what you see in the call is a conversation happening with the president of Ukraine as well as President Trump. The president of Ukraine asks for more weapons, missiles, javelins. The president interrupts his ask and says, though, we would like you to look into something, do us a favor. That is a quid pro quo. That right there is essentially him asking for something in return. And it is illegal, and it's beneath the president, the presidency, to be acting in that way, besides the legality of it.
Weigh principle with pragmatism for us right now, because there are many Democrats who think that, who have obviously despised President Trump for the entire course of his administration, and this has just added to it, the situation with Ukraine. But weigh this for me in terms of the, frankly, not even getting into the political risk. I don't want to get into that yet, but from the standpoint of, if you think he's doing the wrong things, does that put Democrats on a different slope as well to be able to rise above it? What are some of the pitfalls in this? Again, I don't mean politically, but pitfalls in terms of perception, at least.
Well, the pitfall is that we do not hold this president accountable, and this president continues to act in this manner and potentially going back to his best friend's Russia and getting help. Let's be clear, this is the second time he's asked for foreign interference in the election. And this call occurred the day after the Mueller testimony. So he has not learned his lesson. He has surrounded himself by a bunch of yes men and yes women that are not penning him in. And more importantly, for the sake of this country, going into the future, presidents need to know that they cannot act this way, whether a Democrat or Republican. So while the Republican Party is going to stay there and go down with Donald Trump, we're going to take our responsibilities under the Constitution seriously. And if there is political fallout, then that just may have to happen. But we're certainly not going to allow the executive to continue to abuse the process and conduct high crimes and misdemeanors under our nose without any consequences.
Let me ask you about the timing of this. I'm curious why you think that Speaker Pelosi made this announcement when she did, given that the transcript was coming out today, and we understand that the Director of National Intelligence is going to be coming before a couple of congressional committees later in the week to discuss this, and the actual Inspector General complaint may well be coming out this week as well. Why not wait until all of those things have come out before announcing this inquiry?
because the president basically admitted to his crime. He actually talked about it on the news and said that he did, in fact, talk to the president of Ukraine and did, in fact, ask for help. There's nothing more impeachable than the president's own words. And, of course, now we see, and by the way, it's not a transcript, we see the memo that came out, but even the president's memo, it shows that he has done impeachable offenses. So, I think there is some type of yearning, I think, within the media world that we have to build this case. The case is there. The president admitted to a crime. Rudy Giuliani admitted to a crime. I don't think what else we need anything else. I think what the media wants is the President Trump to basically say, yes, I committed a crime. Please arrest me. That's not going to happen. We have to look at what is happening at its face value, and that's why what he's doing is impeachable.
All right. We'll have to leave it right there. That's Congressman Ruben Gallego of Phoenix. Congressman, thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time.